بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Current world order will be replaced by a new order where US is isolated, Asia powerful, resistance front expanded. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with students on Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. This meeting was held on the occasion of National Students' Day and National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance, which are commemorated on the 13th of Aban, 4th of November. The first person in the world to say neither East nor West was Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. Neither East nor West. In those days, the world's power was split between the US and the Soviet Union. Imam Khomeini said neither this nor that. All the countries in the world had to either be connected to the US or the Soviet Union. They felt they had no other choice. But he said neither this nor that. This spirit, this logic, this solid and firm word has spread. Today, there are many people in the region who consider themselves to be affiliated with the resistance front. They are ready to resist. They believe in the resistance. They resist, and in many cases, they get results like the outcome that was achieved by the Lebanese because of Hezbollah's efforts in the case of determining the maritime gas field borders.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I talked about three basic lines: the isolation of the United States, the transfer of power to Asia, the expansion of the resistance front, and the logic of the resistance. Indeed, other matters can also be added. They are in my mind, but these things were the more essential issues. So what is Iran's role in this new order? Where will Iran be placed? What position will our dear country hold? This is the thing that you need to think about. This is what you need to prepare yourselves for. This is the things that the Iranians' youth can work on. We can have an outstanding position in this new order. We really can. Why? Because our country has outstanding features that many other countries lack. First of all, we have human resources. We have really good human resources. The intelligence and talent of young Iranians is higher than the average intelligence and talent of the world. This exists.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.